is God. God is love, joy, Amen. Peace, long-suffering, gentleness, patience.
Amen.
That's the Spirit of God. That's what God raises up in the last days, through that Spirit. Now, not willing, God more willing, abundantly, to show unto the heirs of the promise, God more willing to show the heirs. Who is the heirs? We being dead in Christ take on Abraham's seed and her heirs.
Amen.
Does that soak in?
Amen.
We are heirs of the kingdom of God through a sworn promise.
Amen. Amen.
God didn't have to swear. His word's perfect. But he swore too. By himself, for there is no one greater. As we read on just a moment, listen. The promise of the immutability of his counsel confirmed it by an oath. Immutability, the unchangeable.
Amen.
God cannot change. He has to remain the same. And if God healed one sick person, he can never change his attitude.
Amen.
God forgive one sinner. One prostitute. He can never change his attitude. The immutability, the unchanging of God's word. God said in one place, I'm the Lord who heals all thy diseases. He has to stay with it.
Amen.
For he's infant. He knows the end from the beginning. Now I can say, I'll do this. And the Bible said we ought to say, if the Lord is willing.
Yes.
Because I'm a mortal. I don't know. Sometimes I have to take my word back, but God can't take his back.
Amen.
He's God. And he only requested one thing, if thou canst believe.
Amen.
Oh my. If you can believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
If thou canst believe. That's all you, if you can, there's a question. But not the question is on God's word. Because his immutability, he cannot change. How wonderful.